Well, he is getting nailed on this ketchup take. I thought many people would have agreed with him.
Oh, I would have thought so. I agree with him.
I mean, I would say, yeah, someone said the ketchup take is awful because the real criminal is mustard.
Oh, that's what goes on a hot dog. If we're talking strictly glizzies, if we're talking about a Daikin dog,
hold on, all that goes on that thing
is mustard and maybe cheese.
Stop teaching me all these. If we're talking strictly what?
Glizzies.
Help me.
You've never heard the term glizzy.
I've never heard
it. I was late on that. I'm not judging.
Glizzies?
This was a term in the last year or two.
Am I saying it correctly?
Glizzy, yes. This is a term in the last year or two that was one of the first moments that really kind of made me realize that I'm getting older.
Clint, have you ever heard of the term glizzies? Because you used it. I mean, you used it.
I know what they are now.
You used it like it's a part of your normal vernacular.
Have you ever heard of this?
Use it again in a sense. Come on, try to go back like you did.
Joey Chestnut really pounded down some glizzies.
So hot dogs are called glizzies?
Yes. I had to ask Santiago about that a couple of years ago because I was in the dark.
I know ain't no way Clint has heard of that. Not a chance.
No.
I've heard Tyler say it.
You've heard Tyler say glizzies before?
Yeah, in here. I asked him, it was a week or two ago, and he said it. I said, what is a glizzy?
A little glizzy action. All you need is mustard.
It's
easy. Look, it's the glizzy. Why is a hot dog called a glizzy? The comparison between a gun and the iconic snack seems to come from the elongated length of the hot dog.
The wiener shape.
Which is similar to a handgun's extended magazine. Thus,
or a shaft.
The word glizzy crossed over from guns to grub and began to be used to refer to hot dogs on the East Coast from D.C. before spreading to wider audiences.
So clearly, our genitalia is a glizzy.
Correct.
A glizzy is, depending on where you're at, referred to as a Glock. So, I mean, I might want to be careful. I don't know what we call in Houston. We may be talking about a Glock.
Yeah, so I may get it confused.
I got different kinds of glizzy.
It is. The magazine looks like a hot dog. Don't know why, so hot dogs are now referred to as glizzies.
That's the first time I heard it. You said it. You ran through it. I was like, I don't know what he's saying.
We're all about educating right here on this program.
Good. Yeah, good education. Speaking of education, let's do a little real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see you, Joel. I see you, Champ, Cam. PayPal's, I see you.
PayPal, you better be careful.
That's on my
mind.
He's
on them emails over
there.
Jeffrey.
And nothing like, boy, you get up, you see 16 PayPal charges.
wait, roll up
on your account. Hold on, what in the hell?
I've been at the gym and work. I ain't even pulled out my card.
I've been looking at floors today. A little real or fake. I say a statement, you tell me if it is real or fake. Number one, Tyler, Will Anderson will be the highest paid defensive player in football with his next contract. Will Anderson will be the highest paid defensive player in football with his next contract. Real or fake?
So dependent on just who's setting the market at what time and at what moment. But I'm not using them cop-outs. I'm going to say yes.
You think so? Because I'm going to say when it's his turn. So you say it's real.
If he can put together a semi, healthy 17-game season this year and keep doing what he's doing in the pass rush, then yes, I believe so.
Because before you answer, we know right now – Myles Garrett has said it, but as Myles Garrett has said, now we're hearing rumblings out of Dallas that it's going to be a record-setting deal for Micah Parsons, so he'll probably reset it. And then we're looking at, next year's as early as Will can get signed. Wonder if they stagger him and CJ. The question to you, Clint, is Will Anderson, is he reset the market? When it is his turn, will he become the highest paid defensive player in football with his next contract?
No.
You got false? Really?
You are fake news.
Ron, I think he's a great player. And I think they were going to overpay him here because I think he means more to Houston than he means to, what you look at in terms of stats. But 18 total sacks in 2 years? That is a, say of what you want. and I disagree with the thought, but the reality is that position gets paid for one stat, and that's sacks. I don't know that 7 and 11 is going to get it.
It would, and I think a lot of what I think Tyler is saying, and what some people who are saying real, is that he takes another jump this year, right? He took a jump from year 1 to 7 to 11. He takes another jump, and Clint, that other part, like Clint, if he's a 16, 17 sack guy, Amy, let me check this, 15, 16, 17 sack guy, and plays the run like he does, along with this team and how they feel about him, they don't play no games, right? We saw Derek Stingley Jr. reset the cornerback market, and you know, obviously ends get paid more. They usually are the ones, pass rushers, the ones who make the most. I think this team won't fool around with it. All right, man, we'll, he means a lot to us. We'll get it done with what we get done. As I see some people coming in saying, Will Anderson might be a great player, but he's not Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons. I think he is very highly thought of. I literally kind of what made me bring this thought up is I saw Colin Cowherd do a question of, he did a deal of five players, defensive players that he would pay no matter, doesn't matter. Micah Parsons wasn't on the list for him. Five players. He said Will Anderson was number six. Will was not on the list. He said Will Anderson was number six with his age and all that. I think it was Chris Jones, Patrick, Surtain, Myles Garrett.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
It's hard to remember right now. No, eight wasn't up there. He didn't have him up there. There's some obvious ones, but. I think he does. I think it's real.
You think he sets a mark?
I think it's real. I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's going to jump up over the 11 and get to 14, 15 sacks, especially with this defense. And I think he probably gets to, you know, an all-pro potential level year three, kind of like Stingley did. And at that point, with his age, it is going to be reset. It's going to be his turn. Now, I don't think he's better than Myles Garrett. Hell, I don't know that I think he's better than T.J. Watt. But the age and the timing, I think, potentially puts him there.
Looking at the
Texans want him.
Well, that's the deal. The Texans are going to overspend on C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. And rightfully so, definitely Will. I mean, Will is the one that, to me, the reason that some folks would say they ain't interested in paying Micah Parsons is exactly why you sink it all into Will Anderson. I mean, that is a true cornerstone. That is a J.J. Watt type player. That he's a player that you ultimately, as long as that guy's on your team setting the bar, everybody else takes their game to the next level. Off season, working out, practice, game day, pushing it through injuries, the attitude you bring every day to practice, the attitude you bring every day, the energy you bring every day to the building, like that is why you pay Will Anderson. I'll agree with that, not for the sacks, but setting the market, that's going to be a huge number. And I, to your point, if he gets up in the teens, hell yes he will, without a doubt.
How many sacks do you think it takes? Because you're right. As much as we could say, it is a numbers position. Like, sacks is going to be a huge key thing for him. I'd say 15.
I'd say just improving on what he had. 12, 11? I mean, you get into 12, 13, 14 range. I mean, now you've checked that box and we keep it moving. I just don't know how you justify setting the market with a guy like that if he goes up there, because he seriously could deserve that money and have eight sacks. The way that he impacts the game, the way he impacts his team, but that'll be the question is, does he get it? You know, if he doesn't go just go ham on these sacks this year.
Last one, the Rockets are a top three team in the NBA right now. Real or fake?
Right now.
The Rockets, the Houston Rockets, are a top three team in the NBA. Real or fake?
I would say real.
Yeah.
I would say real. I think other teams are going to make moves, and I think they could slide a couple spots for me come season time. But right now,
with the injuries to Boston, the injuries to the Pacers, now people are talking about the Atlanta Hawks are a top four potential team with the moves they've made. It's hard for me to put anybody, with the exception of OKC, in front of them right now, the way their team is constructed.
Denver just made a move that makes
Denver made a couple of moves. They traded Porter Jr. for Cam
Johnson.
Cam Johnson, maybe a more consistent shooter and healthy player and better defender than Michael Porter Jr. And they added Bruce Brown, who was on their championship team, off the bench, who they let go. So, yeah, they're in space, but I would still have the Rockets right now over the Nuggets. So I think they're a top two team right now in the league. All right, as we continue right here on The Drive,